See, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while, the judge refused. But later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for any human being, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, God will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Quite a few years ago, actually on September 27, 1991, as was his custom, a certain Gerald Sitzer, a professor in religion and philosophy, he prayed asking God to protect and bless his family. Something went terribly wrong. Later that afternoon, returning from a family outing, a drunk driver lost control of his car and smashed into the Sitzer's minivan. Sitzer's wife, Linda, his daughter Diana Jane, and his mother, who was just visiting for the weekend, were all killed in the collision. Sister writes, To this day, I have been unable to understand what made that day different from the others. What prevented my prayers from getting through to God? What happened? Did I commit some unpardonable sin? Did I fail to say the right words in my prayers? Did God suddenly turn against me? What did I do to him? Why? I have asked myself 1,000 times, did my prayer go unanswered? He still cannot explain it, but concludes an article on unanswered prayer with these words. This is how he concludes his article. Jesus charges us to view life from a redemptive perspective. There is more to life than meets the eye when God gets involved. He works things out for good. We view unanswered prayer from the perspective of our immediate experience and our limited vision. But God is doing something so great that only faith can grasp it. Wait for it and pray for it. That's how this Gerald sister finished his prayer. It's clear that Gerald Sitzer needed a strong faith in order to persevere in prayer. especially when he lost all his family. And so do we. How many of us have had tragic and sad situations come into our lives? And even though we prayed that things would be different, nothing seemed to happen. The logical thing for us would be to give up on prayer. Oh, why do I bother? Why do I have to pray? It seems that God is not hearing me, is not listening to me. And even though we prayed that things would be different, nothing seemed to happen. Yes, that's how we reason sometimes. The logical thing for us is just give up on prayer. After all, we are a practical people. If something doesn't work, then we either try to get it fixed or we throw it away. If I have the appetite for a cup of coffee, I just go and fill up my mug with water, put it in the microwave, have some instant coffee, and have a cup of coffee. And I want it that minute. That's how we are. That's how we changed in life. But most of us don't give up in prayer. We continue to pray, trusting that God will somehow make everything right. We cannot pray unless we believe in God. It wouldn't make any sense, would it? Prayer is, first and foremost, an act of faith, something that comes from my heart to God. Prayer grows out of faith, and at the same time, prayer helps faith to grow. Jesus urges us never to give up on prayer. And even though at times it seems that our prayers are just disappearing into the thin air, we are asked to believe that every prayer is making a difference. And this is very important. We think every time we talk to God and we think that He is not listening, we think He is not listening to us, forget about it. No, we are asked to believe that every prayer is making a difference in our world, in our family, in our situation. At the end of today's gospel passage, Jesus asked this question. He said, "And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is a very disturbing question, isn't it? I find it disturbing anyways. And although we can't answer this question for all people living on this earth, we can think about what it means in our own lives. When it comes to our faith, we are winning or are we losing? Are we growing stronger in faith as we grow in years? Or are we losing some of the faith that we had when we were younger? A lot of the answer to that question lies in the answer to answer question, to answer another question. Are we faithful to our prayer? In the beginning of today's gospel, we read, Jesus told the disciples a parable about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. Now these are the words of Jesus. Pray always and don't lose heart. When we lose our heart, we give up. When we become filled with sadness and even despair, that's what we do. Life becomes tasteless, and each day is just another boring day filled with the same old problems. Jesus seems to connect praying with not losing heart. When we pray, we become much more conscious of God's presence and work in our lives. We rely on God's strength to see us through difficult times. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for our lives and for all that is. Prayer makes such a difference to the quality of our lives. Maybe you find it strange, because I'm going to ask you to allow me to finish my homily with a few words from Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi, I don't know if he was Christian or whatever, but this is what he wrote. I know that he was a holy man. He wrote, "I am neither a man of letters nor of science, but I humbly claim to be a man of prayer." I humbly claim to be a man of prayer. See what he is saying? I am not a man of letters, I'm not famous, I'm not a man of letters and of science, but I humbly claim to be a man of prayer. It is prayer that has saved my life, he said. Without it, I would have lost my reason long time ago. If I did not lose my peace of soul in the midst of my many trials, it is because of the peace that came to me through prayer. One can live several days without food, but not without prayer. These are the words of this man, this holy man. Prayer is the key to each morning, and the lock to each evening, to each night. It is a sacred alliance between God and us. Let everyone try this experience, and they will find that daily prayer will add something new to their lives, something which cannot be found elsewhere. Now, this is a man. He was a holy man. He tried to do his best to keep that peace, that love, that harmony in his country. And this is what he believed. He just expanded the teachings of Jesus Christ. Let everyone try this experience, and they will find that daily prayer will add something new to their lives, something which cannot be found elsewhere. And as we talk about prayer today, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, today we are celebrating the World Day of Mission tomorrow, and we pray just tonight before you go to sleep. Remember to say a little prayer for all the missionaries, not only priests and sisters that go to mission, but also lay people. We have many young people that are going for mission and help the people in the third world countries. Let's pray a prayer for them tonight and tomorrow also. God bless you.